We call upon thee, starry goddess Nut, because we would obtain everlasting love. All those on earth die, as do we ourselves. Save us from terrible grief. You do well to invoke me. You may gain eternal love by praying to the deathless deities. Many seek to prolong their days by various practices, which only delay certain death. Eternity is not extension in time. Others seek to live on through their children. Yet these children go their own way, and they also die. Mighty works upon the earth are built by the great, who wished to preserve their names and glory. But the monuments upon their tombstones and their great cities have fallen into ruins. In your day, men seek to extend life and even to produce it by artificial means. But they measure that which is constantly changing, and so even their own facts betray them. The way to achieve everlasting life and love is to transcend both time and place. You cannot do this by using your material senses. These very tools are themselves subject to decay. A reflection is not to be moved save by moving the object which it reflects. This planet of matter, to you the only real world, is but my shadow sister Nort. All the deities have their shadows reflected in your sphere, and it is usually these shadows which you worship. But the distinction between the deities and yourselves is this. The deities do not believe their shadows to be real. When you identify with your own physical body completely and brood on disturbed emotions, you feed your shadow. It becomes a vampire and drains your soul. It may even consume you with unhealthy passions. When this happens, children and animals will avoid you because they still have their own spirit light. Become aware of your body of light, of which your physical body is but a reflection, too often distorted. Your spirit is my eternal offspring, and like myself, is radiant with many colored stars. When you truly love, you awaken your creative star. Then through the divine art of magic, you will be able to create forms of beauty animated by life essence. But remember, it takes the love of two to create. It is through my union with the earth god Seb that all creatures are born from the cosmic egg of light.